The organisation Undoing Tax Abuse is bringing an urgent application against the government aimed at overturning the declaration of a national state of disaster over our electricity crisis. Our application was lodged in the Pretoria High Court this morning. We are asking the court to review and set aside the declaration of a national state of disaster. We are also asking the court to immediately interdict the government to stop it taking any further steps in terms of the state of disaster pending the finalisation of our review case. ATA believes the decision to declare the disaster was irrational, arbitrary and unlawful. The electricity crisis is not new, but was created by the government itself over many years through failure to implement plans or to hold people to account. There is sufficient existing laws to allow the government to address the crisis. There is also the Energy Action Plan announced by the President last year, which is endorsed by experts and overseen by the National Energy Crisis Committee. We believe this plan is the best way out of the electricity crisis. Years of state capture, mismanagement, and a dysfunctional culture are not a rational justification for a national state of disaster. The state of disaster grants extraordinary powers to officials to make far-reaching decisions without parliamentary oversight, which is a real concern in the light of the extensive looting enabled by emergency procurement during the COVID-19 state of disaster. It could be used to sign unaffordable emergency contracts, like with Car Powership. If this national state of disaster is allowed to stand, it will open the floodgates for further such disasters to be declared in other sectors that suffers from similar dysfunction, mismanagement and corruption. We are bringing this application because ATA will not stand by when the government grants itself extraordinary powers with reduced oversight to deal with a self-created energy crisis.